Now, this is a time to focus on children and what is unique about their place in the kingdom of God. We know that Jesus has a special interest in kids and even used them as an example of how we should behave in relationship to God, that we should become as little children. As I thought about this, I wondered what it is about children that makes them so special to God. And then I started thinking about one of the things that makes them so special to me. Now, not everyone realizes what a privilege it is to work with kids, how much it energizes a person. Now, we've all belonged to adult groups where the level of excitement is a little low. When a plan is finally devised after several committee meetings and volunteers to help carry it out are requested, it can sometimes feel as if no one will make eye contact. People sit on their hands so that no inadvertent twitch can be construed as willingness to take on the task. Now, people have legitimate reasons for this. They are thinking about the consequences to their free time, their bank accounts, their relationships. Contrast this, though, with a group of kids. All I have to say is that I need somebody to help with something, and half a dozen hands go up. These kids are thinking about possibilities, not consequences. They are imagining that this opportunity may be fun, exciting, or meaningful, or even just get them out of their chairs. They are hopeful. God doesn't expect us to never grow up or learn to prioritize or consider the results of what our choices might be. But I would contend that when we are most childlike, more willing to consider possibilities than consequences, those are the times when God is able to work within us to carry out his purposes and bring joy and meaning into our lives and others. The story that Maddie read about the feeding of the 5,000 is a story about faith and possibilities. It even says that Jesus did what he did in order to stretch the faith of his disciples. I don't claim to be a biblical scholar. Don't laugh. Perhaps I did not need to make that claim. But something that has always puzzled me about the way this story was told when I was a child is the idea that in a crowd of 5,000 people, only one little boy had any food. That's all there was. Let's do a quick poll this morning. We aren't exactly 5,000 here, but I'm wondering how many of you in your pockets or purses or bags or whatever have something to eat? Breath mints, a cookie, an energy bar. How many people have something? Yeah, I thought so. And if we said, if you have anything in your car, would more people put up their hands? Yeah, I thought maybe. Well, in reading this passage from the Bible myself as I got older, I realized that the story did not tell us that no one had anything. It tells us that this boy offered something. It's quite likely that the disciples went around asking if anyone had food they'd be willing to share. Now, I'd like to take my survey a little further this morning. And as I was looking over the congregation, I noticed that some people seem to have grocery bags with them. I don't know about you, but it's getting late, and I feel that a mid-morning snack might be nice. Or, as hobbits would say, second breakfast. You, over there. Have you got any food you could share with this hungry bunch of people?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just can't. I have this. I need to take it home for my family. I just know.
But that's quite a big bag.
I've got kids. They've got friends. One just turned 13. They eat a lot.
But there are lots of hungry kids here. You could probably share and still have some for your family.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just can't. Oh. I'd love to, but no.
All right. Thanks anyway. How about you, the tall gentleman from the Maritimes? Have you got anything you could share with us?
No.
are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I was going to save all this stuff for myself.
There are hungry people here.
Yeah, but I had to go shopping and find all this stuff, and I packed it, and no, I think I'll just keep it.
Okay, that's fine. I guess it's fine. you. Yes, you have a bag of food. I can see that. Could you share with the group?
I'm sorry, Melody. I would love to, but I can't. I have a special diet, and it's so hard for me to find food.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, if people are hungry, it doesn't matter.
You know how long it would take me to find the food that I need to eat?
I know, it takes a while, but there are hungry people here.
I'm sorry.
All right. It's a shame, but thank you anyway. If you're sure you can't part with anything. What am I going to do? All these people clearly have food, or they aren't willing to share. I wish somebody would help. Somebody. Could anyone help me? James, thank you so much. Say hi. There are two fish in here. Those would take good eating, I'm sure, and five buns. Thank you so much, James. You can have a seat. That's going to go a long way. And would my other players also stand up? You know, these are really actually very generous people. And I'm sure it went against the grain for them to say that they were not willing to share. And I happen to know that they each have a large chocolate bar in their bag. And if you approach them after the service, they will share with you. So make sure you ask them. Thanks, Carol and Jeff and Joanna. And Jane, thank you so much. In the story, the offering of the boy of his five loaves and two fish seems almost laughable to the disciples. They don't see this lunch bucket with the boy's way of latching onto the kingdom and seeing where it might take him. They didn't see it as the stuff from which Jesus would perform a miracle. They saw it as a drop in the bucket, a negligible offering that would be of no use in the situation. They probably thought the boy didn't know any better. Isn't it cute that he offers his little lunch? He has no idea of the scope of the problem. They may have even thought about the consequences. What's the poor kid going to eat later? But the boy didn't think like that. He saw possibilities. He saw a chance to get in on something exciting, a chance to work with Jesus. That is the miracle of what God does in us. We have no idea of the scope of his plans. But God takes what we have to offer when we trust and does great things. These great things are over and beyond what we can imagine. The 5,000 people were fed to capacity, and there were leftovers.